It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Would you even know if you had symptoms of low thyroid function? And if you did, would you want to go on some thyroid replacement hormone therapy? My guest is Dr. Tammy Post, and she's a doctor of osteopathic medicine and board-certified family physician. Welcome to the show, Dr. Tammy. Let's talk about thyroid disorders. First of all, how does somebody know? What are some symptoms of thyroid problems?
Well, I have women come in every day who are complaining of being tired of being tired. So that's the biggest complaint. And so I really want to address that with them when they're tired of being tired. There's lots of things that can cause fatigue, but thyroid is usually the biggest thing. Sometimes they'll complain of their hair falling out, or they'll have skin changes, dry skin, dry eyes. And they'll also have other hormonal imbalances because this thyroid affects so much, that other endocrine things such as your sex steroids like your estrogen, and then your sugar storage hormones like insulin, and can affect sleep as well. So, but mostly they'll just come in saying, I'm tired, help.
Well, and I mean, that's such a common thing for women. We're so busy. We're going 15 different places at once. And the sleep thing, again, we turn our minds off at night, you know, trying to get our lists of our lists out of our face while we try and sleep, you know. So if someone comes to you and you take a thyroid test, sometimes they can be within normal range and still be considered sort of low thyroid function.
Oh, I hear that all the time. And, you know, being a specialist in weight loss and wellness, that's the crux of what I do. I really help people with bioidentical hormones, and that's another conversation for another day. But when they come in, they say, you know, I've had my thyroid checked, because that's what most people think of. And I tell them, you know, you're absolutely right. If you think your thyroid is the problem, it's probably the major problem, and it's probably affecting some of your other hormones as well. But the perspective that I give them is that traditional medicine really doesn't allow for us to assess thyroid very well. And my perspective is that I was an x-ray tech in a former life, I like to say, and the radiologist used to tell us that one view is no view. So if you took an x-ray from the front view of a broken bone, you might miss that bone being broken if you didn't get a side view. So they always said two views. So most doctors do traditionally just a TSH blood test, which is a thyroid-stimulating hormone, and will tell you that's normal. But without the rest of a thyroid panel, they really can't tell you what the functioning of the thyroid is doing. So I really encourage people to ask their doctors for a full thyroid panel, which would include other lab tests such as a free T3, free T4, total T3, total T4, and a T3 uptake, which tells us what the conversion rate of your inactive to your active thyroid is actually doing. Because without that, you really don't have a big picture of the overall functioning of what the thyroid is doing.
So if we are, you know, determined to have low function of our thyroid and we're tired and we have, you know, hair falling out and all of these things, naturally, as opposed to just going on thyroxine or some sorts of medication, are there ways to treat thyroid disorders, reducing muscle tension, improving blood circulation, and nutritionally as well?
Certainly there are. And, you know, a lot of times, like 80% of the women who come into my weight loss practice have, a thyroid where they actually need some thyroid replacement therapy. But if you're just the general population, you're just tired and you suspect that it's your thyroid, certainly there are a few things that you can try before you even visit your doctor. The first thing is that our Western diet is terribly iodine deficient. So the first thing you can do is supplement with some iodine, and that's very helpful. And iodine helps the conversion from the inactive to the active form. And then you can get like a thyroid support from the health food store, which usually includes some selenium, some zinc, and different supplements. Magnesium is great for iodine function. And then I usually recommend, as possible, a low-carbohydrate diet, because thyroid both antagonizes and agonizes insulin function. So what that means is, if your insulin is resistant because you're eating too much high fructose corn syrup or too much sugar all the time, then your thyroid's going to suffer secondarily from that because it's trying to compensate for your insulin function. So I usually recommend a low-carbohydrate diet, good thyroid support supplements such as iodine, selenium, zinc, magnesium. And low iron can also cause problems. So women who are menstruating and they're tired from their low iron anyway, they're going to be compromised in their thyroid function. So definitely recommend having them ask their doctor specifically for a insulin level, because a lot of doctors just check sugar levels and not insulin. And you can do urine and serum iodine levels if you want to check that. But also, you know, to check that full thyroid panel, and an iron level would be helpful as well. So, yeah, a few supplements you can do and a few specific tests that you can ask your doctor for that traditionally they don't do because they're busy and they just don't think about these things.
Now, what are some of the bioidentical hormones? And you mentioned, you know, and that is a whole separate show, but what can we, you know, take from that for thyroid? What are women going on? Are there side effects? What's the most common right now?
The most common is low progesterone, and that's from a lot of reasons. There's a lot of estrogen supply in our meat supply and our dairy supply, so we're getting plenty of estrogen. Most of us are progesterone deficient, and progesterone helps with sleep and mood regulation and all those other issues. So a lot of times you can get Dr. John Lee, sort of the guru of the bioidentical hormones. He sells some progesterone supplement that you can get over the counter, or if you can find a doctor who specializes in bioidentical sex steroid hormone replacement therapy, you can get on a good progesterone supplementation regimen, which is very helpful. A lot of women in my practice, once they get on some cycle progesterone, if they're having menstrual cycles or if they're postmenopausal, getting on a full regimen of hormone supplementation really just feel a whole lot better. And that takes some of the stress off the thyroid as well, because the thyroid just really tries to compensate when you're both ovarian or, you know, in men, whether it's testicular hormone imbalances or adrenal fatigue is very big when your adrenal hormones are imbalanced. We have lots of stressors, cortisol. Cortisol throws our insulin imbalance off. So all sorts of dysregulation can happen in the system. So it really is about balance, the whole system.
Okay, so balance, that's a key word right there, because, and as you say, cortisol, you know, that's a hormone that throws our whole system off. It's stress-related. It causes weight gain and headaches and sleepless, and it can cause everything.
Yes.
So how do the products on the market help us to regulate not only our thyroid function and keep our hormones at a nice even level, but also do they help with that sort of stress-related drop in hormone function that we can all experience?
Well, they can, but stress is an interesting thing. You know, we always think of stress like our boss screaming at us at work or our kids, you know, not behaving or whatever that looks like. But stress can happen just from the wrong kind of exercise or the wrong kinds of foods that we're eating. So stress can happen on many levels. So stress regulation can be just as simple as thinking a better thought. When we get in a nasty space, we're just not feeling very good. Sometimes stress regulation can just be, you know, the conscious decision to just feel a little bit better, think a little bit better thought that everything's working out for us and going to be okay. So that can be pretty basic, but looking at the timing of the way we eat our foods and the timing of when we exercise and what foods we eat, one of the things I do in my practice is check for food allergies, food sensitivities, because those are foods that trigger a cortisol response. So when we think about cortisol and a stress response, there's lots of things that can trigger that. So a holistic or a balanced approach is really so important. And my whole mission is just to empower patients to think a little bit outside the box, to do something a little different. We keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And sometimes if something's not working, we just do more of it. So really just empowering them to educate themselves about processes like these, to look towards supplements, to educate themselves about bioidentical hormones and how to regulate themselves, and really just, you know, emotional connection and feeling a little bit better and trying to reevaluate some of those life situations that we just kind of keep getting ourselves stuck in.
Well, I think that's the most important message right there, is to reevaluate, to look at your diet, make sure you've got magnesium and iodine, educate yourself into supplementation and to bioidentical hormones. Try and identify what your symptoms are and go see somebody. Make sure you get a full workup so that you can find out if what you're experiencing is truly low thyroid function, because we don't need to be tired all the time, ladies. We really don't. And of course, you're listening to Radio MD, which never makes you tired. It keeps your energy up, and that's what it's all about. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Have a great day and stay well.